So let's review again. There is a Mishnah Tesamid Aleph that the idea of B'fanech V'fanechtav applies not only to a get, the opening Mishnah in the Masechta, it applies also to Shtar Shir Chayavik Naini. Then the Gemara quotes a Braise, four lines from the bottom of Tesamid Aleph, Tan Rabbanan, Yishlosh Adroch M'shavu Git Anav Shin Shchuchur Yavodim. There are three dinim that they have in common, and according to Reb Meir, there are four dinim. Fine. So then the Gemara says, that's all, the Suleko, in the middle of Tesam and Beis, you have two dots. Gemara says, the Suleko, the line begins with the word Leko. The Suleko, that's the only thing. These three are four dinim that they have in common. Well, there are more dinim that they have in common. Ein get lach amisa, ein shtar shichu lach amisa. I'm a tenu get zeli, ishtiru shtar shichu zeli, avdi umeis. He says, deliver the get to my wife, or deliver the shtashucha to the b'knani, and the guy dies. The Mishnah says that it's the same din. If he says, tenu manu l'plani meis, then it is yitnu l'chamisa. Why? Because he says, zach l'yadam shlo b'fanav. Why? Why is tenu manu l'plani? Why is that different? Why is tenu manu l'plani different? Where is this Mishnah? I'm a tenu get zeli ishti. Where is it? They tell you to come on. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's take a look. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tnu Manu L'Plaini Yitnu L'Hamisa. Why is Yitnu L'Hamisa? The Gemara says. The Gemara there says. And Yud Gimel Aleph, B'maya Askinon. What's the case that Yitnu Lachamisa? You have it, the third line in the Gemara. After the Mishnah, it says Gemara, and Yud Gimel Aleph. So on the third line, it says, B'maya Askinon. When does the Mishnah say, he give the Maton Lachamisa? E Lema. If you should say, B'bori, the guy's healthy. So why? Kitzibur my havi holoi moshach, he didn't make a kinya ele, B'shchid Meira. So if it's a Shchid Meira, so then you say, the Ploini is kind of because they were Shchimirak Ksubim Mechim Surin Domi. So Gemara says, so why did Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel say you have to have Tziburim, gain Tziburim, Nami Kaim Lodib Shchimirak Ksubim Mechim Surin Domi? Shain, and Gemara Gim. So Gemara says, the Yodim Bebori, and it's talking about Maim Shloshtam. So Gemara has two Pshotim in the last line in the Mishnah. Tnu Mana Lish Ploini, Yomais, Yitun Lacham Misa, why? Either because it's talking about a Shchimirak, and that's a takana de rabbanon divrei shchid mira kiksuv imichim surin dami. Or if it's talking about a bari, then he's kaina. The other person is kaina if he's present. He's kaina with maimon shloshtan. One pshat or the other. Then Gemara has the whole discussion about maimon shloshtan. Fine. Okay. So the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph said that this din is shared in common by get isha. And by Shtar Shir Chayavik Naini, Ein Shtar Lachamisim, LeYitan Lachamisim, Tnu Mana LePlaini, Meis Yitan Lachamisim. Why? Either because Plaini was kind already, because the fellow who is giving instructions is a Shchimira, that's a Takana de Rabban, Diri Shchimira Kinksum and Chinsurim Domi, or because he's a Bari, but it's my Meshloshtan. The Neisein and the Mekabel and the Shemer who has the money. Either the loive, someone owes me $1,000, or someone has a pikadon of mine that's worth $1,000. I say the money that you owe me, or the pikadon that you have that belongs to me, should be transferred, the ownership should be transferred to the third person. So if there are all three, b'may merechav, that's a takana de rabban, b'may mishloshin. On the level of the rice, it doesn't exist, it's a takana de rabban. Fine. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you say only the gimbal drachim shavu gita nashin shchori avodim? According to Rameyer, abod dvarim zochelot mishlav fun of the same. Here's a fourth thing that is the same. And for the Gemara, kiktan milsa leisa b'shtaris milsa divish b'shtaris leikatoni. That what? We're trying to say that the redinim that are shared in common by shtar shichra and get isha that doesn't apply to other shtaris, but ein shtar hamisa, that's a din by every shtar. How do you know that there's a din in other story moment also ein shtar lachamisa? No, the shalach Ravin mishmei the Rabbi Bo. Ravin sent a letter. He must have written a tshuva or something. Yodim Shesholach Rab Loza Lagal Mishum Rabbeinu. From they said over, Rab Loza was a Talmud of Rab Yechanan. This Talmud, Rab Yechanan, Rabbeinu was probably Rab Yechanan. Shchid Meira Shem Akis V'Tenu Mon L'Plani. If the Shchid Meira, there's a din Divya Shchid Meira Kiksul V'Chim Surindom. So if the Shchid Meira says, I'm holding by the end. A shchimera doesn't have to be a ghost. Shchimera just means he's sick in bed. He has the flu. He doesn't feel well. He can't walk around. So then the din is divya shchimera kiksum v'chim surindom. It could be that if he'll tell him the din that ploini is not going to be kind, he may get a heart attack from aggravation, and he may die because he'll understand that the money is not going to go to ploini. During his lifetime, he worked so hard to raise it, to earn so much money, and now he's going to die, like in Kahelis it describes, he's going to leave over the money to someone who doesn't share his interests in life. He doesn't want to give it to his children. He wants to give it to someone else. He wants to give it to this child, not to that child. So he may be aggravated. He put in a whole life's effort and energy earning a lot of money. Now he's going to die, he's going to go to the wrong person. So they made a takana de rabban and tell him, don't worry, whatever you say is koina, right? But if a mama chayzer, if the shchimera gets better, he's walking around, then the kinyan is batla mevutl. It's self understood that the shchimera kinsum and chimsur domni is only if he dies mitoch oso hamachlo. But if he gets better and then he dies later, then the shchimera is batla. So the question is, a shchimera says, write a shtar. I want to give over the house that I live in. I want to give over to Pliny. But he didn't have to say right Ishtar. He could have said, I want the house to go to Pliny. And it would have been valid. That's Dibesh Chimera Kiksuvim Chin Surndam. If he would have written Ishtar and given Ishtar to Pliny, he would have been kind. I said, Dibesh Chimera, just with his words alone, Kiksuvim Chin Surndam. Has the effect mid the rabbanon as if hefkevez nefke they can make whatever takanas they want in dini mamunas, so it's considered as if he wrote the shtar and he gave the shtar. So if he would not have said kisvu tnu mana leploni, he would have just said, I want the house to belong to Ploni. That's it. The house would belong to Ploni. Now that he said kisvu utnu mana leploni, did he mean shema legomel aknosa ele bishtar? That's what Rab Lozer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Loza says, Mishum Rabbeinu, he's saying over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. He says, if the Shchid Meira says, write a shtar, maybe le gomel aknosa ele bishtar, then you don't apply the rule of the Shchid Meira King Sur Mimchim Sur and David. Where does this come from, this Gemara Dalet? Where is this? So if you look there in Dalet, that's in Bava Basi, Kufnun Beis, and Kufnun Hey, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara. Pashtis, I think we don't paskin like this. Or maybe we do. I'm not in Kosovo. You've got to take a look in Shulchan Aruch. But in the Gemara Dan Bava Basi, it's a machlokes. Do you say we're concerned Shema Gomel Aknosa Ela Bishtar Ein Shtar Lachamisa? Or do you say no? He meant Leapas Koichai. He's a Shchimera, so Divya Shchimera applies. And then he says, in addition to the Divya Shchimera, I want you to write a Mishtar also. You should be able to prove that it belongs to him. But even if you don't write the shtar, he still applied Divya Shchimera. So that's a question. So Rab Loza says, in the name of Mishum Rabbein, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to be choshe shem ogom alachnosa ala bishtar bein shtar lachamis. So that's what the Gemara says, that the din of ein get lachamisa, which is shared in common with, that the Mishnah used the Gimel, right? Ein get lachamisa, which is shared in common... It's not a unique din that's only applicable to get isha and to shtar shecher. It applies to all shtaris. Ein shtar lachamisa. Yeah, is this a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanon? I'm always going to be talking about maybe these din and b'shlosh adroch m'shovi git nashem shechori avarim. That means only talking about dinim d'rabbanon, not about dinim d'araisa. There's going to be a few lines after this. But at this point, the Gemara says, "Ein shtar lachamisa." Pashe pshat, it's a din d'araisa. How can you have a shtar lachamisa? I tell them, write a shtar and give it to Pliny, and I die before they give the shtar to Pliny. So how can they give it lachamisa? There's no shlichus lachamisa. Pashtus is, I would have said that ein get lachamisa, for sure is a din deraisa. Ein shticha lachamisa, for sure din deraisa. What about ein shtar lachamisa? Pashtus is, it's also a din deraisa. There's a very unusual sheet in Mekubetzes in Bava Basra. There are 10 prokim in Bava Basra. So on the first page in the last perek, what's the name of the last perek in Bava Basra? Get Poshut. So the Mishnah talks about get Poshut and get Mekusha. So in the days of the Tanaim, they used to have a get Mekusha. If you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit on the get Mekusha, they give you a picture of what a get Mekusha looks like. They dug them up in the Gneza. So a get Mekusha, you write a few lines, you write a line or two, then you fold it over and you stitch it, and you have somebody sign on the back. Then you write another line or two, you fold it over, you stitch it up. Then the second witness signs on the back normally, a get Pasha, the Shtar Pasha means like a ksuba, like a get. Everything is written on one side of the page, and then the Adam sign on the bottom. And over here, a get Mekusha, you write a little bit, you sew it up, you sign on the back. The whole thing is different, takes much longer. Why in the world did they have such a crazy idea of making a get Mekusha? So the Gemara says, because if a Kohen divorces his wife, Kohen gets angry, he's going to divorce his wife on the spur of the moment, then he can't remarry her. Even if he's going to patch up the marriage, when they go to a marriage counselor, Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha, not only someone else's Grusha, even his own Grusha. That was the reformer fighting about that, when the reform movement first began in Europe. So that was one of the first things that they, now they allow intermarriage, same-sex marriage, they allow everything in mutter. But in the beginning, it wasn't as bad as it was now. So they would go only chiseling off a little bit. So they said, Koyin, not allowed to marry someone else's Grusha, but his own Grusha, what's so bad about that? So the one who defended the tradition of the rabbis was Moses Mendelssohn. He defended it. Chassam Sofer writes in the Shuva, we owe a debt of gratitude to our dear friend Moses Mendelssohn, but we don't read his books, because that's what he writes. And Sifrei Ramad al Tishlehu Yad. Ramad was Moshe Dessau. His family name is Mendelssohn, but he came from the city Dessau. So they called him Ramad. So he writes, Sifrei Ramad al Tishlehu Yad. You're not allowed to read his books, because it's smacked from Apikursus. But he says, we owe him a debt of gratitude that he defended the Jewish, the rabbinic tradition in secular court. There was a kohen who wanted to remarry his Grusha, and the rabbis wouldn't permit it. And Kiddushin had to be done by a clergyman. So the rabbi was suing the clergyman in secular court. He wants to marry the Grusha. So the rabbi said, we don't, according to not allowed to marry Grusha. So the Balabos said, it's my Grusha, not someone else's Grusha. So he showed from the Mishnayos. He was arguing with the judge. So the Rabbanim showed from the Mishnayos. So then Mendelssohn defended the tradition. So he says, some sort of says, we owe him a debt of gratitude, but still, he was still an Apikoros. So in the Sakapita Talmud, they'll show you a get Mekusha, not the get when someone was getting divorced. The whole reason why the institute is such a kooky institution of get Mekusha, it should take five times as long. If you have to write a little bit and sew it up, stitch it up, and then you sign on the back, then you write some more, you sew it up. It takes forever to do such a thing. So what that's nicha, we understand by a get, that if a kohen is going to divorce his wife on the spur of the moment, he won't be able to remarry her. So, but by shtori mamon, they found get Mekusha shtori mamon. Why'd they make a get Mekusha by shtori mamon? So the Shita Mekubetzes on the first page and the last parak in Bava Basra quotes a Ravid. I don't know if it's the same Ravid who wrote the Hasogas on the Rambam. There were a few Rishonim with the name Ravid. I think the Ravid on Bava Kama, they say, is not the famous Ravid. It's a different Ravid. They say for the Ravid on Bava Kama. So this Ravid says, whatever they instituted by get, even though the reason was only by get, because the kohanim will divorce their wives and then he can't remarry her, but once they made it by get, the isha, so it applies to all shtars. So he says, similar to this din, that there's a din ein shtar lahamisa, and he says, that's only by the rabbanim. But the real din ein get lahamisa is only by get isha, my shtar shichur abiknaini. How can that be? Ein shtar lahamisa is only by the rabbanim. How can it be? It's wild. that maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe the rabbi made a mistake. But if one should assume that it's really, there is such an, I think it's more than one place in the Shita. That's on the first page and the last page. I think it's another place also, maybe some other Rishonim also say, Ein Shtalach Hamisa Olam B'Derabon. How can it be? That's a wild idea. That's a wild idea. Let's say I appoint a shliach to deliver a shtar, a matonet, to somebody, and then I become the shtater. And then I become the shtater before. So can the shliach fulfill the shlichus after I'm the shtater? So there is a Mishnah later on, Mishnah Chazakur Daikis, beginning of the seventh perek of Samach Zayin on the base. Mishnah Chazakur Daikis, the guy is out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's doing. It comes, Rashi writes on the Mishnah, it comes from drinking a lot of wine. So you become, if a person is drunk, that's not called the shaita. Let's say a husband appoints a shliach to deliver a get, and then the husband goes to sleep. The husband lives in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say the wife is in America, and the shliach is going to give the get in America, and the husband is in the middle of the night. It's 7 hours later. He's in the middle of the night. He's sleeping. So the pashtus is, he can deliver the get when the husband is sleeping. Well, let's say the husband is shikar. Pashtus is, he can deliver the get when the husband is shikar. A shikar person or a sleeping person is not in a condition temporarily, he's not in a condition that he can express das. But you don't say that he's a gabar la bar das, he's a gabar bar das, but he's not able to express das at this time. But if the husband would be a shaita, then it's clear in the Gemara that he can't deliver the get then. So take a look in the Mishnah. Mishnah Chazakur Daikis, we're going to see. Le'oma kis v'get li'ishti. In a state of kurdak, he says, write a get. Le'oma klum. In a state of kurdak, he's not able like a person in his sleep. He says, he's walking in his sleep, and he says, I want to write a get and give the get to my wife. And I give the get while he's in his sleep. He's walking in his sleep. So that's no good. When he's sleeping, he's a gabar bar das, but he's not able to express das at that time. So the get is no good. If he would have expressed das when he's awake, and then they give the get, they write the get to you when he's sleeping, that would be good. But whatever he expresses at the time that he's sleeping or drunk, it doesn't get. Oma kisu get lishti. First, he says kisu get lishti. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. While he's in the state of kodak, he says loytich tivenu, don't give a get. The husband says to the bezdin, write a get, give a get to my wife. And then he goes to sleep. Then he's walking in his sleep and he says, I changed my mind, don't give a get. But he's sleeping. What he says now doesn't count. What he said before counts. So it says if he's a chazak or daikas, he's not all there. He says, you ignore what he said the second time. So what does that mean exactly? So there's a famous machlokes here in the Gemara. On daf ayin on the base, about 8 lines from the top. Machlekes are shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan. Omer is shlokish. Eim edvar v'achreinim klum. When he's walking in his sleep and he says, "Don't write the get." Omer is shlokish. Kais v'nos neget li'alta. He can write the get, even though the fellow is now in a state of achozuk v'daikus. He's a bar das, but he's not able to express das. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, ein kosvim elo l'kishe yishtafem. Even though he said when he was healthy, write a get and give it to my wife, and then he became drunk, and now he's not only drunk, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's completely not bedaitoi. So Rabbi Yochanan says, ein kosvim elo l'kishe yishtafem. You cannot give the get when the husband is a shaita. What's the machloikas? My time in the Rishlok, how did the Rishlok just know that you can give the get right away. He knows his stain on chazuk. Doctor Tony, emidor achrenim klum. You disregard. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach, no, emidor achrenim klum. You can't give. Not just that you ignore what he said. Don't give the get. The lechemitzel, when he gets healthy, when he gets better, when he gets clear, his head is tzalul, his mind is clear. You don't have to ask him again a second time. However, the other man kais melech sheishtafer, but you can't give the get when he's in the state of kudakis. So that's the machlokes of Bircha Mishlokish. How they translate the line in the Mishnah? Eim eduar rachmanim klum. The Maikon v'fligi. What are they fighting about? Mishlokish medam leliyosh and Bircha medam leliyosh. Bircha'nan Mishlokish holds. Mishlokish medam leliyosh. Just like if the husband is awake and he tells the sofer, write a get, give the get to my wife, and then he goes to sleep, he can give the get while he's sleeping. So if the fellow becomes drunk and he becomes a chazuk or daikis, if he's shikir, he can give the get while he's shikir, and if he is a chazuk or daikis also. That's not called a gabala badas. It's a gabala badas who is now in a condition, temporarily he can't express das. Rabbi Yechon holds no, midam ele lishet, he holds a chazuk or daikis. The friend of Rabbi Yechon, dam ele liyoshet. Why don't you compare a chazuk or daikis to one that's sleeping? He's a gavra badas, but he's unable to express that. I mean, my name, Yoshin la mechusa maisa. Hi, mechusa maisa. In order, if a person is sleeping, you wake him up. You wake him up, so he'll be able to express that. So over here, this fella, you have to give him a special kind of food, a special diet. The Gemara is going to tell you what kind of food you have to get him, to give him, in order to get him out of this state of a chazuk hadaikus. So since a person... Let's say there are people who eat them cholim, eat them shota. People have temporary fits of insanity, but they have pills for them. So Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever it's mechusa maisa, and right now the person is a lab bardas, that's considered a shota, temporary. Eat them cholim, eat them shota. So the Gemara said, when he's shota, he's dina kishota. You don't say that he's a gavra bardas, because since manic depressive. So now they have medication for them. Just take your pills every day and you'll be okay. But before they had the pills, so he would go through the person who has ups and downs. So some parts of the month he knows what he's talking about, some parts of the month he doesn't know what he's talking about. So Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion, if even though it's only temporary, if it's mechus ha-maisa, that's considered medam le l'shoita. It's not considered like yoshin. Rosh Lakish nami and dami l'shoita. Why does Rosh Lakish say it's only yoshin? Why don't you say it's dinik l'shoita? So he said, you know, shoita lo sami biyod. We don't have the sum. We don't have the medication. We don't have control over the situation to bring it back to normal. Aba hai, this fellow over here, achozuk adaikis, sami biyodam. We know what to give him. Well, what do we give him? A special diet. Bisra sumko agumre. Red meat, that's very unhealthy for cholesterol, but okay, it's good for achozuk hadaikus. So you give him red, sumka is red, bisra sumka, you give him red meat, agumi, that you broiled on coals, the chamra marka, some kind of wine. What's marka? Rashi tell you what's marka. Rashi doesn't tell you. I don't know. You have to give him some kind of meat and some kind of wine, that'll be healthy. So what do you see from the Gemara? What's the klal? If a man gives instructions to the Rabbanim, the Bezin, and he says, write a get, give the get to my wife. So if he goes to sleep, they can fulfill the shlichas while he's sleeping. If he's nishtata, they cannot fulfill the shlichas while he's in shaita. And that's a machlek sabye. And what if a person is itim cholim, itim shaita? So what's the status of Bizman Shuhu Shaita, Hariyaka Shaita? So Rabbi Yechanan says, so Rish Lakish thinks, what's it again? Rabbi Yechanan holds, even though it's Samim Biyodon, if it's Mechus HaMaisa, he's Dinik Shaita. If it's Mechus HaMaisa, if you have to give him something, even though we have that medication, we can easily give it to him, Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's still Dinik Shaita. And Rish Lakish disagrees, holds no, whenever it's Samim Biyodon, so then it's Dina Kiyoshin. Okay. So you look in the Gemara has such a klal. The Gemara has a call. When you appoint a shliach, the shliach is going to fulfill the shliches. Bizman that the mishalech is a shaita. So the Gemara said the shliches is not. It's not a kiyum shliches. Not only can you not appoint a shliach when you're a shaita. Pasha pshat is a person chere shaita bekotan zalab bardas. You can't appoint a shliach. You have to appoint a shliach when you're a bardas. But you see from the Gemara that it's more than that. Even though I appointed the shliach when I was a bardas. And then I become a lav bar das, and they fulfill the shlichus while I'm a shaita. Also no good. Also no good, the Gemara says. Because the din ein shlichus lecheru shaita likotten is not only there's such a Rebbe Kivega as such a suggestion in the drush v'chidush. Maybe the din, it's on ksubas, I think, on daf yud aleph, I'm an aleph. Rabbi Kivega has a suggestion. He taught based on the Rambam. Maybe the din of ein shlichas lecheru shayt v'kot means lecheru shayt v'kot is a lav bardas. So to appoint a shliach, you have to be a bardas. But once you appointed the shliach, then you can be mekayim the shlichas even if at a time that I'm not a bardas. So you see from this Gemara that it's not so. You see from the Gemara there's a difference between yoshein and nishtate. If I'm sleeping, I am. The gavra is a gavra badas. He's sleeping now. He's not able to express das now. But you can give the get. The shlichus can be fulfilled while he's sleeping. But if the man is nishtata, and then you got to give the get when he's in the state of a shaita, he can't fulfill it. The Reb Shloima Eger has ha'oris every so often at drush v'chidush. So Reb Shloima Eger was the son of Rabbi Kivega. So Reb Shlomo Eger has a comment. So he says there is a Gemara has a discussion in the first parak in Bava Metzia whether a chotzer shalodim is kaina. If a dov shel hefka falls into my chotzer, it's chotzer mishtameris. There's a fence around it. So the bala chotzer is kaina whether you can your chotzer. Based on psukim, the Gemara has two psukim. So the Gemara has a shaila whether chotzer is kaina mitam shluchai. Is it considered as if the chotzer is a shliach of the owner of the chotzer? The chotzer is mitam yad. What's the difference? The Gemara says, what if it's the chotzer of a katan? Or the cherish of a shayt? If chotzer mitam shluchai, so ain't shlichas la cherish to be katan. But if chotzer mitam yado, so a cherish of a shayt can be kind of with a kinyan yad. But the cotton can be cut with the rabbanim with the kenyan, yeah. So the chotzer would be cut. But you see, by chotzer, if you hold chotzer mitam shlucha is rabbi, you don't have to appoint. There's no need for mina shlichas by chotzer. Chotzer is kind of shalom mitaita, even if the owner of the chotzer doesn't even know that anything fell in, it's still kind of. Nonetheless, the Gemara said there's no shlichas lecherushoy to the cotton. So you see that it's not like Rabbi Kivega suggested. That there's no shlichus on behalf of the cherushay to be cotton because the rabbi das and your mina hashlichus has to be midas. It's a different. That's for sure. That's correct. You have to be mamana hashlich midas, but it's more than that. Even the kiyum hashlichus cannot take place. Even if it's shlich, we don't need mina hashlichus like chotzer. Chotzer mitam shluchai. You don't need any mina hashlichus, but still the chotzer of the cotton is not kind of. That's how he passed on la'alacha. Chatzar of a cotton is not kind of because chatzar mean tam shluch is rabbi and then shlich is luch. So you see, the kiyum shlich is cannot take place when the person is a shayt. So the Rambam writes, Rambam quotes this din in Hilchos Gerushin. So the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav, we had it the other day, whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Amoraim voted on it, and they voted on each case, and they always voted in favor of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, except for three cases where we pass like Reish Lakish. This is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. So the din is like Rabbi Yochanan. So if the husband appointed a shliach to give the get when he was healthy, and then he became if the husband gives the get, then the get is no good. So the Rambam writes, the get is puzzle mid the Rabbanim. The Rambam writes, whenever I write puzzle, it means minator, it's kosher, it's only puzzle mid the Rabbanim. Whenever I write bottle, it means it's bottle minator. So the Rambam writes, in this case, If the husband will give the get, it'll be kosher. And the Torah will only be possible. The get will be possible. The Rabbanan. The Torah quotes the Rambam, and he says he thinks that he's wrong. It's possible in the Torah. It more sounds like it's a din d'oraisa and not a din d'rabbanan. So the Ktzais, the Choshen Mishpat, talks about this fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. If a man appoints a shaliach, and then when he's a bardas, and then he's nishtate, so you cannot be mekayim the shlichas while the husband is in a state of shaita, is that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan? So he says, according to the Torah, it's a din d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, it's only a din d'rabbanan. The Pashtus and the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. Pashtus and Gemara sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. So the Chazon Ish writes that the Ktzos misunderstood the Rambam and the Torah. Chazon Ish says, the Gemara says over here, Rish Lakish holds you can give the get li'alta. Well, the husband is in the state of achos and kodaika. So the Gemara asks Rish Lakish nami, nidam ye l'shoita. Why does Rish Lakish say he's compared to a yoshein? He's a gabra bardas who's not in a condition, he's not able to express das. Why not say he's a gabra la bardas? So Rish Lakish answers wrong. Shoita lo sami biyodam, hai sami biyodam. Whenever you have the medication, whenever we have the ability to bring them back to normal, this will change in different generations. Now they have pills for the people who are manic depressive. They have pills. If they take the pills, everything is under control. So Resh Lakish holds, whenever you have a person who's a shaita because he didn't take his pills, if he takes the pills, he'll be a bardas. So that's not called a shaita. That's called yoshin. So the Shev Shmaita. So the Chazon Ish writes that he thinks that the Ktzos misunderstood the whole machlokes. The Rambam never said that if the husband is nishtate, the get is good men atar, it's only no good men the Rambam. The Rambam only said by chazak kurdaikis, because the Rish Lakish said as far as sami biyodon. Whenever it's sami biyodon, it's not called the shaita. So the Rambam understood that Rabbi Yochanan agrees men atar. Whenever it's sami biyodon, achazak kurdaikis, it's sami biyodon, because if you have the right diet, or if you give the right pill, he'll come back to normal. So Same Biyodon is as far on the level of the Raisa, and the Rambam holds that even Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rish Lakish, only disagrees with the Rabbanan. But if he's really Nishtata, the Rambam also agrees that it's a din d'oraisa. You cannot be Mekayim the Shlichas when it's Nishtata. The Rambam only said that to get this puzzle only with the Rabbanan. In the case of Achazik Kudaikos, because he holds on the level of the rice, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rish Lakish. The Same Biyodon is a determining factor. Whenever it's Same Biyodon, it's Dinaki Yoshin. It's not Dinaki Shaitan. It's only with the Rabbanan that you're Mahmet to say that it's Dinaki Shaitan. So that's the Shaila over here. Let's say a man gives a star. A man appoints a shliach to deliver a shtar, then the man dies. So a dead person is for sure a gabra la bardas. So how can it be that it's only mid the rabbanan? When the mishaleach is nishtate, the pashta says like the Chazon Ish, not like the ktzos. Pashta says like the Chazon Ish. That the key of ein shlichus lecher shayta v'kotan is not only like Rabbi Kivega suggested, because you have to be a bardas to appoint a shliach. You have to be a gabra bardas when the shlichus is miskayem. It's when the chotzer is going to be kaina. You have to be a gabra bardas. A kotan is not kaina with the king of chotzer. It's a din of shohana. Because chotzer mitam shluchoy, and the kotan can't have a shlich, even though you don't have any need for mino shlichus. The kiyum shlichus can take place if the mishaleach is a gabra la bardas. The Rambam said that it's only by Rabban, that was only by Achaz the Kurdaikas, but a real nishtata, the Rambam would agree. So how can there be a havamin over here? That a man appoints a shlich and he dies, the shlich can continue to do the shlich after he dies. How is that possible? It's for sure. Ein shtala hamisa is a din d'oraisa. How can it be a din d'rabbanan? there is such an opinion. There's a difficult mahalach to explain this opinion. When your own karka in Eretz Yisrael is bancha yovel noyeg, so the Gemara said you don't own it liyovel boad, you only own it up until yovel. But if you own karka in chutz l'aretz, if you own karka in Eretz Yisrael is bancha ein yovel noyeg, you own it liyovel boad. So what's the din? Let's say Reuven owns karka, and he dies, and the karka goes beirusha to his children. So let's say I have ownership of X, and I give it to you. I give over the ownership. Karka, the Talmud, whatever, I give it to someone else. So we usually say the bailus of the Marakama terminates, and the Marabat, you have to have Hoitzoa Meshus Marakama, then it enters into the Meshus of the Marabas. So that's when you sell karka, or you give it karka matalma, or you give it bimatona. But if you have a yerusha, the person dies and it goes beirusha, then the Gemara in Erevin has a klal bro karadavua. Bro karadavua means that the kinyan doesn't disappear. The same kinyan that the mace had while he was alive, the same kinyan remains. It's not that the bailus of the markamis poka. And now anew the din of Yerusha sets in, and the Marbasa, the Orish, gets the Yerusha from the rich uncle. No, the Kenyan remains, but it switches. Instead of belonging to me, it belongs to the one who is my Orish. I die, it belongs to the Orish. Bruach Karadavua, he continues the same bailus. Take, for example, there's a din, if I stole some metaltalim, and then I sold it so long ago, the owner is trying to get it back from me, he already gave up, he was Nisyayish. So if you have Yush, Mishina Vishus, then if I give after the owner, the real Denignav, after the Nignav is Nisyayish, if I give it to someone else, I sell it to someone else, so he's Koina after Yush. Yush, Mishina Vishus is Koina. So the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kame, in Agoizel, that that Rishus Yerush is Lab to Rishus Lekech Nomi. If I die, it goes Birusha to my children, that's not called Shina Rishus. That's because Brokara Davud, that's the same Kenyan that I had, the Kenyan now goes to someone else, not that the Bailus of the Marakam is Poka, and you have a new Bailus Yeshmeyayin from the Marabasra, for the Yerush. No, it's the same Kenyan, just switched, it goes to a different person now. But it's the Bailus, the same Bailus from before. It's not poka. If a person is married and he dies, that's the end of the marriage. If I have an eved kenaini, so the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, "Es nachal tamosel of nech nachrech and the reshet sachuz and sod and galam mem tavoidu." So sometimes there's a din that misa sa'odoin serves as a shichur, not always, but sometimes in such a din, in certain cases. So apparently, by get lachamisa by getish and shtar shichur lachamisa, because the ownership, the marriage is only called man I'm alive. After I die, the marriage disappears. So you can't have a shlichus. The shlichus can continue after I die, or I have a nevekanani, and I appoint a shliach to write a shtashich and to give it. You have to have ksiva l'shma by the shtashich. So once I die, my ownership on the eved is paka. The yorish gets a new kinyan, not the same as karka metaltalin. That is the same old kinyan, but it switches over to another person. Here, the bailus of the Marakam is pocket. There's a new bailus is developed. Even if it's Yerusha, even though there's a post, it's the Chaltim, it's not the same as Yerusha on another property that you have. Yerusha on an Eved is different from Yerusha. So apparently, that's what this Shita Mekubetz is quotes said there in Bavad, that big Kiddush. That ain't Shtar Lach HaMisa. By Shtori Mammon is only by the Rabbanon. on the level of the Raisa, the shlichus that I appointed to give the shtar works menatar even after I die. Even though now I'm a gavra la bar das, but the yorshim are b'nei das, but they didn't make a shliach. I made the shliach. It's not considered a new bailus. It's the same old bailus switches to a different person now, and since it's the same bailus, and the mean of shlichus that the previous owner appointed remains even after he died. It's a big chiddush. The pashtus is not so. Pashtus says that ein shtar lachamisa by shtar mamon is a din deraisa. It's not midirabon. But there is such a shita. There's another svara, but it wouldn't apply here. There's such a thing as kinya lachatzoy. We spoke about it on different occasions. Let's say, I want to sell you this year's Tavshin Pei Gimel. Next year, I'll buy all the Tavshin Pei Dalet. So I want to sell you the pears that are going to grow Tavshin Pei Dalet. So that's a machloika satanam. You cannot make a kinyan that's binding on a dovish lebole yorim. Even after I made a kinyan now, even after it'll be bole oilam, it won't be chal. I made a kinyan on a dovish lebole, it's not chal. But I own the trees now. So if I give you ownership of the trees with respect to the right of Aroy Ashbach. Whoever owns the karka owns the pears that grow on the karka. So let's say I sell you the trees now, Deka Lipe Rosov, I sell you the tree. The tree belongs to me for all other intents and purposes. The tree only belongs to you with respect to one thing, with respect to the schus of Aroy Ashbach of Tavshin Pei Dalet. Even though that's a dovish lo bali yonam, but the tree is a dovish bali yonam. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, in Izal Neshach, if you sell dekel lipei roisov, even though the peris are now a dovish lo bali yonam, but the dekel is here, the dekel is the tree, so that is legitimate. So you can have, let's say, have an Ebek Naini. So if a Shoram Mu'ad kills an Ebek Naini, the Balashar has to pay Shloshim Shalevin. The Gemara talks about, the Gemara in Gittin later talks about, Amercha Abdul Knas. I sell you the Eved Knaini, not that you have the right to use the Eved Knaini, he should work for you. No, the Eved Knaini belongs to me. I sell you the Eved Knaini only with respect to one purpose. In case of Shah Mu'ad will kill the Eved Knaini, you should collect the Shloshim Shalevin. The Gemara talks about such a possibility. Can you do that? Can you be Amercha Abdul Knas? Well, that's Amercha Deka Ledomov, not Deka Leperis. Deka Leperis, I sell you the tree with respect to the Peris that will grow in Shnas Tavshin Pei Dalet, so that the Gemara says is legitimate. But if I sell you, why? Because the ownership, let's say I sell you a piece of rubber, and the piece of rubber is 4 inches wide, 4 inches long. Then you stretch it out, now it's 6 inches long. But it's the same piece of rubber. It's an extension, the same. I sold the whole thing that belongs to you. So the same thing, let's say I sold you the trees and the trees give off pears. That's like stretching out the piece of rubber. So the tree belongs to you and the pears that grow belong to you. I said, I'll sell you the deco with respect to the pears that are going to grow on top Shin Pei Dalet. That's, the Gemara said, that's legitimate. That's kinyan lachatzoy. What if I sell you deco ledomov? I sell you the tree with respect to whoever owns a tree, if you sell it, so that the Mehamekach goes to the owner of the tree. What if I sell you the dekel with respect to, if I ever sell it, the cash that I get for the sale goes to you? Can that work? Dekel Adomov. Dekel Adomov, the money that you get because you sold your tree to someone else and he pays you, the Mehamekach, not the same as the fruits growing out from the tree. Fruits growing out, that's like stretching the piece of rubber. Here it's a different din. The din is whoever owns a tree and someone sold it, so the Dmei HaMekach goes to the owner of the tree. Here, you own the tree with respect to Dekel Adomov. Is that the same as Dekel Peres? If you can sell an Eved L'Knas, then for sure you can sell an Eved L'Domov. Maybe that's also questionable. Can you sell an Eved L'Domov? Maybe it's only Dekel Peres because it grows out of the tree. Maybe Dekel Adomov is not acceptable. And even if Dekel Adomov is acceptable, maybe Dekel L'Knas is not acceptable. Different levels over here. So that's what some say. if I own if I own property, I have the right to appoint a shliach to sell the property. I have the right to either shtar and sell the property myself, I have the ability to appoint a shliach. So let's say I give you ownership of the property with respect to that you have a right to sell it. The property belongs to me for all other intents and purposes, but I give you ownership of the property with respect to your ability to be mishachra, ayon and abaklani. I'm going to give you. The Gemara talks about selling bailus lachatzoin. The Gemara talks about selling an abaklani leknas. The Gemara later in Gittin talks, I sell you an abaklani with respect to that if a shoah mud will kill abaklani, you should have to pay you the shlosh mishalevit. Or let's say I sell you a behema, that if the behema will be stolen, then the ganav will have to pay kefal. So you should have the right to collect the kefal. So the Gemara Bar Metzia talks about that beginning of Perek Hamafkid. Is there such a thing? Can you sell a yebit? There is a bailus lachatzayin. I sell dekal peirosim. I sell you the tree with respect to the peiros that will grow on tafshin peidalit. That's bailus lachatzayin. Maybe the whole bailus lachatzayin is only with the rabbanon, but that's a question. That's a question. Maybe the whole institution bailus lachatzayin is only with rabbanon. So that's what some discuss over here. If I make a shaluyach, I make a shaluyach to free, I give him the authority to write a get shichur, and to free the eved knani. So maybe I gave him ownership in the eved, lachatzoin. So maybe Menatara, he even has the right to write to get shichur and to give it even after I die. Because I gave him ownership in the Ebek Nani, Lachatzayin. I gave him ownership with respect to that he has a right. Yeah, but if it's not, Amina Shlichas says Bedibur. You appoint a shlich, just say, I appoint you as a shlich. If you want to give ownership, Dekal Adamov, or Dekal Peirosov, you want to give ownership of the Ebek Nani with respect to Lachatzayin, ownership of Lachatzayin, you have the right to write a get shichur and to be in the mishachar of the eved. So for that, you should have to make a kinyan. That you can't make kinyanim just by making an oral declaration. If the shliach, if I just appoint a shliach to write a get and to give a get, is going to write a get after I die, that's shlichus. If I would have said I want to give you ownership of the eved knani with respect to, and he would give me a kinyan chalipin. Chalipin works on an eved, like chalipin works on karka, talpin, kaim kolda, works on anything and everything. If I would sell him the eved kenayni lachatzayin, that would be a different story. But we're not talking about selling, we're talking about appointing. So that's what's the pella over here. That's the problem with this. How can there be an opinion that... how can there be such an opinion that... Ein shtar lachamisa is only by the rabban? How can it be? That's a wild opinion. Very difficult. Pashta says that it's a din d'oraisa. Yeah, this mishnah is a problem. And you'd give him a ma'ayim. Tenut get zel yishtish tashir zel yad meis l'yitun lachamisa. So Tosis quotes. Tosis here says l'yitun lachamisa pirush mekunches. I feel isn't there a machlek zamer in the rabbanon? What they say by shtar shichur is ochel adam shlag lefonav. So according to the Rabbanon, tzchus ola v'sheyetzi mitachas harab lal v'cheves. Why does it say liyitno lachamisa? Why don't you say, when I tunu shtar shichur is eli avdi, when I said tunu li avdi, I give him the shtar shichur, he's zeich enough for the eved. Why does he say liyitno? Why does he have to give the shtar, even before he gives the shtar shichur? When the shliach picks up the shtar shichur, he's zeich on behalf of the eved. So that's the kasha. Pirish b'kun hafil le the rabbanon the amri. Zchus ol ha'evet zoch le'adim shlai b'fanon. Lehid l'ochi zocha l'lematzi medah be'i b'mo the rabbanon. Kol kamer lo yose gita v'yode l'havi m'shuchar. So it's against the Gemaras. We said there's a Gemara. Why? Because you need a din yad. So we said it's a b'ferish a Gemara in the end of Yevamos. But the Gemara said, the man is about to die, and he has no children, and he wants to spare his wife the agony of going through with the chalitza. So he's mezakeh get lishta b'makom yavam. In the days of the Gemara, there was a period of time, but he still permitted yibum. The psak went back and forth. Ashkenazim today, the Sfardim, Mikra, then they paskin that you're permitted to perform yibum even mizman hazeh. And Ashkenazim followed that opinion in the Tanoim, Abba Sholoimer, that with the Rabbanim, we don't permit yibum unless he's mischaven l'shem shamayim. We don't trust people that they're going to do yibum l'shem shamayim. It's probably only going to be biyabim the girl if she's good looking, or if she's very wealthy, or she's from a very prestigious family. And if she's a plain Jane, he's not going to do yibum. There's nothing special about the girl. He's not going to do yibum. So then he's not doing yibum l'shem shamayim. And there's an isa reish esach. That's what Abba Shol says. Korabat davol yis avlad mamzer. Midi rabbonim. That's how most of the Rishayim say. Abba Shol's din is only midi rabbonim. So the Rabbi Natam says that the Psak went back and forth different generations, and the Psak remains now, like Abba Shol, that you don't permit even because you don't trust the people that they're doing it l'shem mitzvah. But Gemara is talking at the period of Gemara there in the end of Yavam, is Kuf Yud Ches on the base. We saw it in the Agos HaShvi on the side of the Rosh. He quoted from the end of Yavam is, what's it din? Bizman HaGemara, you can either do Yibum HaChalitza, and the man is about to die, he has no children. So he wrote a get to give to his wife. The wife is not here. So he's afraid he's going to die before the wife shows up. And he wants to spare her the agony of going through with the chalitza. So he's a mezakeh get lishta m'makom yavam. He writes a get and he gives it to someone. He says, you'll be kind of the get on behalf of my wife. So the Gemara says, maybe the wife would be happy to perform you. Who says she doesn't want? So we're not so convinced that it's a chus. So in Shulchan Aruch they say that b'zman hazeh we don't permit yibum, so it's just a question of the chalitza. So what, she's chalishing to have chalitza? She probably will not want to have chalitza. It's bad enough that her husband's dying. She would rather, and especially if the brother of the man, brother of the husband, is a difficult person to get along with, especially if he lives far away. So it's going to cost a fortune to go travel there to do the chalitza. So today we would probably assume that it is an act of zoch. In the days of the Gemara it was an ibayd lefshita, but today it's probably, yes, so the Gemara said the ferish by a get isha you need yad, but not some the other. What are you going to say? By shtar shichur and by a get you need yad, and there's no yad. But the Gemara said the ferish it is good. We say in Shulchan Aruch, if ishta zinsa, the wife is having an affair with a goy, we say zoch on the adam shlevifonav. Write a get and give it to someone to be zoch on behalf of the wife. You're sparing the wife every time she's together with the goy. She's living with the goy. Every time she's together with the goy, she's a violation of l'sinov. So you're sparing her the violation of the issur l'sinov. So you don't say, but you need yad, and shlichus doesn't help because you need yad. You say, it is a yad. Not like Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi. So that's what Tosis says. Rashi b'yad machazah boy. Rashi himself backed out from what he wrote over here. How do they know? Shapirish lekamon on the Mishnah daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Mishnah zu da'omer tenu gazin legazin ten getzer. Why? Ten getzer sounds like he's giving him. He gives him the shtar shichur or the get to the other person. So then you would say zalch me'adam shlevifonav right away. The yevet kanayin would be etzer lecheres. It says ten get liishte. The get wasn't written yet. It says write a get and give it to my wife. So in that case, he can't say Zalchan Adam Shalom B'Fan. I write a Shtashirch, give it to the Rebbe. It wasn't written yet. So he can't say Zalchan Adam Shalom B'Fan. So the Pashto says, if it doesn't say Ten Getzer, Tosis says, the Mashmoser Shalom Mosel Liyad HaShalich B'Chayev. So he says, Ten Get Li Ishti, and the Get wasn't written yet. It's going to be written later. But even if it was written, you don't say ten keschi. You don't say ten keschi if you give it over to the other person. He's not the shtashichur is on the table, and the adnan says, "I appoint you as a shliach la'ilocha. Give the shtashichur to the Eved Knaini." So since you don't say zochin le'adam shlevifanov, so you only say zochin when he says when he gives it over. Ten getzeli the shtashichur. Ten shtashich rezeh li'avdi. But if he doesn't give it over right now, you don't say ten kischi. But it sounds like if the Eved would come and take it, it would be good. You don't say zochin. The Eved would come, it would be good. I, but it's Tligitach Magabi Karaka. So the Nesibis has a Sefer and Gittin, Torah is Gittin, and he wants to say, you see, from this whole discussion, from this Taisus, and from that Mishnah, that Gimel, that the Psul of Tligitach Magabi Karaka only applies to Gadisha and doesn't carry over to Shtashich or Evikanani. Evikanani, it would appear that Tligitach Magabi Karaka is good. The Nosan Biyoda, the Din, the Yenid Dafkin, the Sina, that Lagitach Magabi Karaka, but that's a unique Din. And Gedisha doesn't even carry over to Shtashir Evikanani. Even though usually you learn everything Lolo Meisha, the Gedisha, but that's how you know that there's such a thing as Shichir Evikanani, or Yede Shtar. From the Parsha by Yeshiv Chacharufa, you would say there's only up the Lonev Dosa Chub Shalan Nitanlo. You can say this only Piduya Bikesev. So we say, no, after line of Dasa, Pinyon, Stab Pinyon is Bikesev. The way to Mimshach and Ebekneini is by having Ebekneini buy out his freedom. So after line of Dasa, the Shulchach Arufu was not Nift is Bikesev. Ochub Shalanitan lo no vishi nishkachara aide shtar. Lo no meisha means aide shtar. So you just learn out that that shtar works to Mimshach and Ebekneini, and the shtar has to be in the Shema. But you don't carry over all the dinim. You don't say that you need nesina by the get shichra, just like you need nesina by the get. Even though it's legitach magabi karka by the get shichra, it would be good. That's a chiddush. That is a chiddush. But that's what the impression that you get from the discussion over here. So again, so what's the topic here? Let's again review. The Mishnah says on Tesamid Aleph that b'fanerech faranechtam is necessary both by Gedisha and by Shtar Shichur Abiknani. And you don't need kiyum Ashtar Agdei Shnei Eidim Sherim. If the Eved says b'fanerech faranechtam, the Yisha says b'fanerech faranechtam, is also good. And then the Gemara said, this is Zu Ach, and the Mishnah says Zu Achazman. This is one of the several ways Shavu Gidat Shichur. How many more ways are there that to Shavu? The Rabbi says there are only three, or possibly four. If you're all like a mayor, there are four. If you're all like the chacharim, there are only three. If you're Gemara B'Suleka V'Ika, what happened to the din? Vein shtar lachanisa. The Gemara says, no, that din applies to even my shtar imam and also. We're only talking about things that are unique. The Gedisha and shtar shich evikneini. But vein shtar lachanisa, that's in common to all the shtaris. So the pashtus is that it's a din deraisa. And you have this funny shita mekubetzes in Baba Basra, comes up with a wild chiddush that ain't shtala hamisa, but yod shtar is only with the rabbanon. Very big chiddush. Then the Gemara says, "Vayikar lishma." Why do you say there are only three or four dinim? What about the shma? It shares in common Gedisha and shtar shichur abiknani. B'shleima the rabbi had a melech hamemi. That's what the fanerach fanerachim is all about. The shma. Elo the rabbi holds that it's Farenechtav has nothing to do lishma, it has to do only with the kiyum ashtar. So why didn't you mention that you need ksivas haget lishma? The getish and the shtashir avichnai v'su, bein harab, bein harab. Ika mechuber, mechuber is puzzled by both of them. Mechuber is puzzled by both of them. That's the shayla. Why is mechuber puzzled? So we discussed it, we said, as the Yerushalmi said, you need dumi the sefer. And the Rashba disagreed. Dumi the Sefer, we said, would make sense if you would hold like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Where was that again? On Duff. Rabbi Yosef Aglili held in the Mishnah that you can't write a get on Oichlim or on Balei Chayim. Where was that? Yutesamen Alam. On Yutesamen Alam, there's Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, we can't write on Yad HaEved. The Mishnah has theoretically can write a get on Yad HaEved. Rabbi Yosef Aglili disagrees. The Gemara says on Chof HaMebeis. On Chof HaMebeis, the Gemara says, where is this? And Chofala from the days. And Chofala from the days. Five lines from the time. My time, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Where does it come off to say such a chiddush? He came right to get the lechem on Dover, on Dover Sheish Beruachayim. So he says, because of the Sefer Kris, the Sefer means Pachmus, there has to be Dumi the Sefer. My Sefer, it's not Oichem, it's not Balachayim. So too, you can't write Oichem Balachayim. V'Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yosef Lili, we pass like Rabbanon. V'Rabbanon, the line begins with the word V'Rabbanon, and for the Gemara, Iksiv Basefer, then the word Sefer would have meant parchment, because of the law Basefer. He should write the words of the Get, the text of the Get, on the parchment. Then would have been Kedika Amrit, like Rabbi Yosef Lili said, the word Sefer means parchment. Hashtag Iksiv Sefer, it doesn't mean parchment at all. I mean, the Sefer is Varm Hudiyasim. Because of Allah Sefer Krisus, you have to write the Sefer is Varm. So we spoke about that. So Dumya the Sefer, that just like parchment, just like Sefer, is not Mechuber, so to again can't be Mechuber. That would be good if you all like Rabbi Yosef Lili, that the word Sefer means parchment. Parchment is not Mechuber to anything. But if you're like the Rabbanon, the word Sefer goes on Sefiras Dvarim. It doesn't go on the parchment, on the background on which the Get is written. It goes on the text that they get. So that's what the Rashba disagreed with the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said, how do you know that Mechuber is possible for a Get? Because you need Duma the Sefer. So the Pashto says that only makes sense. According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, according to the Chachamim, we pass Chachamim is not so. But that's why the Rashba gave another pshat that it says, V'nosam b'yodah. If you have mechuber, it's always going to be tlikit achmal gabi karka. But if you're going to say that tlikit achmal gabi karka is kosher by ishtashir chavik naini, then how do you know that mechuber is possible? According to the Rashbam, mechuber is possible. The Gemara says veika mechuber and aftes on the base. They both share in common. Mechuber is no good for getish and for ishtashir. Why is it no good for ishtashir? If the whole reason why it's no good for Getisha because it's Legitach Magabi Karka, and the Torah's Gittin says Legitach Magabi Karka is acceptable by Get Shichur, the Mechuber should be acceptable. The Gemara says Mechuber is no good. It's problematic over here. Problematic. How do the Gemara know that Mechuber is no good if you're going to say that Legitach Magabi Karka is good? Anyway, that's what it says in the Gemara. Mechuber is no good by Shtar Shichur and by Getisha. Ika Mechuber. And for the Gemara, the list of things that we're talking about, Shloshet Dvarim Shavigit Nashim, they're all Dinim the Rabbanim. Like Bafananachnam, it's all a Din the Rabbanim. And for the Gemara, Kikotani, when we're listing off the Shloshet Dvarim, Rabbah Dvarim, Psulet the Rabbanim, the Raisa Lokatani, we're not listing off Dinim the Raisa. In fact, the Gemara, how can you say that? One of the three things where they have the same Din in common, they are Kosher Lov Tikham, Psulet the Raisa Lokatani. Nochrim who signed Gadisha and Shtashir Chaviknani is no good. That's no good Menatoira. That's no good Menatoira. So you see that you're listing off Dinim Derais also. What do you tell me? You're only listing off Dinim Rabban. And for the Gemara, Ruam. And for the Gemara, Be'edim Misirik Rablozidam, Be'edim Misirik Kars. No, it's only possible because of Mizuyik Mitoichai. Mizuyik Mitoichai is only with the Rabban. So this is the Gemara that they ask Akash against the Goyen Shebarif. The Rif on Peihei quotes the Goyen who says that if a get Isha signed by Yed Echad, it's a Mizuyif Mitoich and it's a Psul Deraisa. So how can you say it's a Din Deraisa? First of all, why is a Mizuyif Mitoich? 1/8 side is insufficient. You have to have 2/8, but not a Psul. You don't understand. Then furthermore, how can you say it's a Psul Deraisa? Mizuyif Mitoich is befavish in the Gemara. Mizuyif Mitoich is only by the Rabbanan. The Gemara said, our question on Nochrim is a din deraisa. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about Edom and Sira, and it's only possible because of Mizuyif Mitoicha. So Mitoicha is only with the Rabban. So that's against the Goyen Shebarif, Sibi Feir. So we mentioned the Rashba, and Apeh, Rashba answers the Kasha. He says, if a Goy is signed, a Goy doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. A Goy is like to you to be almost, like if you're just drawing lines. You're making a design on the get. That's not called a chasima. If you would have an apostle, if you would have a korev or a apostle, so that would be mizuyif mitoicha. That's possible to say that that's the rice. If you have an eidechad sign, so if you have to wait him, it would be good. You have eidechad, so if nitvas, it's chalad in eid. So that the goyen shebarif holds that that's mizuyif mitoicha the rice. But if you have a nochri sign. Nochma can't give Eidus, the maximum it could be is only the Rabban. Yeah. So the Gemara says, how can you say that the Arkois is no good? Where's that Mishnah about the Arkois? Here. on Daf Yud on the base, you have the Mishnah. Kolosh Tavos on the bar kosher lakum apish kaz me'emakum k'sherim. Chutz m'adash shechur avonim is no good. Shemenayma. So the Gemara says, it goes on Mizeif mitoichai. That Mizeif mitoichai. It's a psul de rabbonon. The had day the Mizeif. Then it says, Rab Shemenayma afeh l'ksherim. Why? Because he holds like Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds, what did the Gemara? Rab Shimon holds like Rab Elazar. That Edom Misira Karasi, and if you have Edom Misira, is good. So how can you tell me that the Tanakhama also holds both the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, they both hold Edom Misira Karasi? So what are they fighting about? Tanakhama says it's no good Medirabbanim because Mizif and Tuch, Reb Shimon said there's no din Mizif and Tuch. That's the Machlokes. Sounds funny. That's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you say that the Tanakam is talking about Mizrich Mitoch is only a din de Rabbanon? Shreg di Gemara, Omriktani, four lines from the bottom of Tesam and Beis. Omriktani Sefer, Reb Shimon, I'm a favorite sherm. Yom Reb Zera, what's Pshad Yor? Reb Shimon, the Shittos, Shrab Lozi, Ozak, Rab Lozi, Nama, Eidim, Misiri, Karasi. So it sounds like Tanakam doesn't agree. Tanakam doesn't hold Eidim, Misiri, Karasi. Bichlal, the inference is Tanakam is Sovar, Loi. You don't say Eidim Misiri Karasi, so it's absurd deraisa. Gemara says, no. They both agree that Eidim Misiri Karasi. And they both agree that there is a din of Mizrich Mitocha, and they're arguing a detail, like Ike Binai, they're fighting regarding this din of Mizrich Mitocha, the absurd derabanan. What's a din if you have Shemus Mutok? What's the reason for the Gzeira derabanan? Why did they pass on Mizrich Mitocha? Maybe you'll rely on the Edom who signed that they should function, they should serve as the Edom Asira. But everybody knows that's a din dovi yodum mefursam, that goyim apostle the Edus. So no one's going to rely on the Edichas, on the Edichas simu anochrim, that they should serve as the Edom Asira. But maybe they may not know that the Nochrim. We can tell the difference. You look at a person. You see, does he have payas? Does he have tzitzis? Does he look like a Jewish person? You can tell the Jewish person. Apparently, they didn't wear yarmulkes in the days of the Gemara. They didn't have payas. The goyim wouldn't have payas. They didn't have payas. They didn't have tzitzis. You can't tell the difference between a Jew and a goy. Like Rabbi Soloveitchik was once, he used to travel back and forth every week by plane. He used to commute from Boston to New York and then back again. So he said 3 weeks in a row, he sat next to the same passenger. They were talking about politics and the weather and all the news. He didn't realize till the third week that the fellow learns Daf Yomi every day. He thought he was an Ochri. He said in Europe it was impossible. In Europe, you can detect the Jew. You look at him. He dresses like a Jew. He has a beard. He has payas. He has cried out eyes. The Jews looked sad all the time. He said, in America, the Jews just like the goyim. You can't see he has tzitzis. Apparently he was wearing a hat, wasn't wearing a yarmulke. He didn't know till after 3 weeks. The guy next to him was a Daf Yomi, and every line that learned Daf Yomi. Well, he said, it's not supposed to be like that. The Havdalah between the Jewish people and Noch is supposed to be Havdalah Hanikeres. Havdalah Hanikeres. He said, oh, about Drosha from Rav Reines. Rav Reines was the founder of the Mizrahi, but he was a famous darshan. So the Medrash says that because the Luchas Rishonais were given with great fanfare, the Kolos Abrokim, and the whole world stopped, the birds weren't chirping and the animals weren't making any noise. Everybody in the world knew that something's happening now. The whole world knew about it, so that's why Sholta Be'em Ein Hara. Ein Hara was Shailet, and that's why the Luchas Rishonis was smashed. But the Luchas Shnias were given quietly. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchas Shnias. No Kodos Abrokim, no noise, no fanfare. So that's why there was no Ein Hara. So Makshim Ho'elam, so why did Rav Shalom give the Luchas Rishonis with great fanfare? He should have given it Bitzinah. That's how the Medrash ends off. Better to, the word tznius has to do with the word bitzina as opposed to ferhesia. A person should lead a life of tznius because our Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistater. Kadosh Baruch Hu hides. he does such a good job at hiding. There's so many apikursim who don't even believe that there is a God in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakel Mistat, he created everybody but Tzelem Elokim. And he wants us for Halach Devedrocho to preserve it at Tzelem Elokim. So one of the we have to go in the ways of Hashem to preserve. One of the ways of Hashem is Zakel Mistata. So we should lead a life of Bitzina as much as possible. So it's a good question. So the Rav Hashem didn't realize that. He's going to give the Luchas Rishonis. The Frahesia is going to be Shoilet and Ein Hora. So why didn't he give the Luchas Rishonis Bitzina? So the answer is, that's what Avraham said. The answer is, Avraham Shalom had to make Bechiris Yisrael has to be Havdalah Hanikeris. When we say Havdalah, Mitzvah, we say Hamal, and the Mekodesh Lachor, Barol Hoshek, and Yisrael Amim, and Yom Meshvil Lesheshes, and Mech Hamasa. So Hamavdil, Bin Or Lachoshek, that's Havdalah Hanikeris. The animals know when it's nighttime. Certain animals, they sleep in the daytime, they function, the bats, they only function at night, and other animals only function in the daytime, they sleep at night, and the vegetable, the flowers in the daytime, they give off oxygen, and nighttime they drink in the oxygen. The flowers know the difference. That's why in the hospital, when you have flowers next to the chayla, so at night they take away the flowers, because they're going to use up the oxygen. So the whole world knows that's a Havdalah Hanikeres, the difference between Yom and Laila. Amav de Mikodesh Lachol, that's an Havdalah Shein Hanikeres. Like when Avram, the Medrash says, when Avram Avinu was told, Lech Lecha, what was he told? Kachas Binchas Chitra, Alei Hashem Lalachad Haharim. So they came, Vayibay Mashlishi, and Avram Avinu says to the Shnei Yoravimo, says, what do you see? Nothing special, they don't say anything. Then he asks Yitzchak, what do you see? He sees a mountain, on and Kosher Ahar, he sees something strange at Hamariah. And they didn't detect it, the Avodim, like the Hamor. So he said, Shvulachem Pama Hamor, the Eviknain is Amadam al Hamor. He's not able to detect the Kedusha. And Yitzchak was able to see, on Kosher Alahar, see there's something spiritual here about Hamariah, something special about it. So when we say Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, we say Hamabne, Kosh Lachol, Benor Lachoshech. Havdalah bin Kosh Lachol is Havdalah Shein Hanikeres. Havdalah bin Or Lachoshech, Havdalah Hanikeres. What's Ben Yisrael or Amim? What about that Havdalah? Is that supposed to be a Havdalah Hanikeres? Well, no, can be Havdalah Shein Hanikeres. Maybe hold it as a secret. So the answer is no. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to make the Havdalah between the Jewish people and the Ummah, so it was supposed to be Havdalah Hanikeres. So that's why he felt he has to give the Luchas Rishonis with great fanfare. The whole world should know that the Jews are different. Everything is different by the Jews. Even though he knew that it may possibly be Ein Hara will be Shoilet and the Luchas will be broken. He had no choice. That's the famous drasha that they say over from Rav Reines. He wrote Halacha also. Rav Reines wrote an Halacha, but he was known more for the Jews. He had a yeshiva and leader. They tell the story that one of the boys shaved on Chalamoid and Radin. So they say, not allowed to shave on Chalamoid. That's what they held at that time, not allowed to shave on Chalamoid. So the Chavetz Chaim is going to kick him out of the yeshiva. So they went to the Mashgiach in the yeshiva and they said, but they want to learn. Why is he kicking us out? So he thought it wasn't right. Mashgiach thought it wasn't right that they should kick them out. So he had a whole plot. So he said, the Chafetz Chaim, when he would expel a student from the yeshiva, he would give him musa, why he's expelling them, and then he would give them enough money. They had no money. He would give them enough money to travel back home. So he asked, gave musa to the first one, why he shaved the chalmoid. And then he said, how much money do you need to go? So he said, so much money. Then the next one, he gives him musa, why he shaved the chalmoid, then he gives him, and then he said, how much money do you need? He said, the same amount as the first guy. So he says, wait a minute, but you don't live in the same city. Why do you both need the same amount of money? They live in two different cities. So he said, this is what the Mashgiach told him. Tell him he want to go learn a leader by Rabbi Reines, his yeshiva. That's Yehori Bal Yava. Shaving the chalmoid is an aver, but to learn the Zrachi yeshiva, that was the worst of the worst. That's how he could, the worst. So the Mashgiach didn't think it's right that they're kicking out his son. So he told him, tell him that they're both going to learn in Lida. So he'll change his mind. So he said, they both plan to learn by Rav Reines. So they need the same amount of money. So the Chavetz Chaim said, oh, then it's a shaila if I'm allowed to kick you out. We have to ask the Rav. the Rav in town, the Chafetz Chaim is not the Rav. The Rav in Radin was a young man who learned in the yeshiva, and it was a big kanoi. He was very anti-Mizrahi. So the Mashgiach said, tell the Chafetz Chaim. So they called in the Rav, and they presented the Shaila. Chafetz Chaim wants to expel the students, but they're going to go learn and lead them. So maybe he's not allowed to expel them. So the Rav said, not allowed to expel them. And they take him back in the yeshiva. So that was the whole shtick, the Mashgiach. Set up the whole story. The Chafetz Chaim shouldn't chalila kick out the student. That'll be worse than anything. Let them go learn. Anyway. So the Rav Reines was famous for his... he was all a holy tzaddik. They didn't... They felt the Mizrahi wasn't right. Not really as bad as they describe it. Shem Chalamah is also not the end of the world. There's room to be made on the Shem Chalamah. But I used to shave all the time. I shaved on Chalamah also. Anyway, so what does the Gemara say here? How can you say? The Gemara says, "Bishlosha drach b'shava gitanash." We're only talking about psulim derabbanan, not talking about dinim derais. So the Gemara says, "How can you say that?" It says, "Shtoros oil and barkoyes." Shtoros oil and barkoyes is chosmei amakum. That's no good. Then the Gemara says, "No." It's only a psul de rabbanon because the Tanakama means if you have eidim misira karsi, that's only no good with the rabbanon because of mizuik mitoch. You see, mizuik mitoch is only with the rabbanon. That was the kash against the Gon Shabirim. The Gemara said, "How can you say that?" But the Reb Shimon says like that. Reb Shimon am afeluk sheirim, and the Gemara says, here three lines from the bottom of Tes on the base. The Omer Reb Zera, Reb Shimon. Holds like Reb Lazar, the Edom and Sira Karsi. So they both say the same thing. Tanakam and Hashem, they both say the same thing. Isn't that exactly what the Machlokes is? Mechal Tanakam Sava Loi. Sounds like Tanakam doesn't hold like Reb Lazar. Only Reb Shimon holds like Reb Lazar, Edom and Sira Karsi. And Mizif and Tuch is only Rabban. Tanakam doesn't hold. And Mar says, no. They both hold Edom and Sira Karsi. They both hold there's a Din of Mizif and Tuch. Machloikin says, Ikebinai, Shemus Mufokin. What is that? If you have non-Jewish names, if you have the guy's name is Herschel, so there's a black basketball player, Herschel Walker. They told me that Herschel is a Goyish name also.
Football.
Okay. So you have John, Jews, Yonison, so he calls himself John. So some names you have, but the Gemara has on the top, of Yud Aleph and Mud Aleph, the top line. Echidam Mishem is Mefokim. I'm Rapapa, Hurmiz, Abu Daina, Bar Shipsoi, Bar Kidri, Bati, Nakimuna. You have Goyish names that the Jews never have. The Jews never use those names. So the whole reason for the Gzeret de Rabbanon of Shemus, the whole reason for the Gzeret de Rabbanon of Mizuk Mitoichai is that you may rely on these Eidim to serve as Eidim Asira, may use the same Eidim as Eidim Asira. But if it's Shemus Mufokim, it's a dead giveaway that the Eidei Chasima Agoyim. So no one's going to think you can have them as the Eidei Mesir. So the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply. So that's the Machloikas, the Yemeka Loiplug, that even in the case of Shemus Mufokim, it's a dead giveaway that they're Goyim. And there's no reason to make a Hashash. The Yemeka Loiplug, in all cases, they say no. That if it's Shemus Mufokim, so you don't make a Gzera. That's Igebenayu, Shemus Mufokim. Right. So Gemara is still going with the suggestion that you're only listing off dinim derabbanim, we're not listing dinim derais. Gemara, how can you say that? That's not correct. Rav Meir said that there's a fourth din which they have in common. Shtar shichur av knani get isha chazara. That you don't say zochan adam shal defanav not by get and not by shtar shichur either. We don't accept Rav Meir's opinion. We hold by Shtar Shechav Kani. You do say, Yizoch Le'adam Shlev Yifanam. Freg Ma'vehika. Chazara. Chazara is a din deraisa. So you see, the Chacham said there are three din in the Shechav Kani. Rav Meir says there are four din in the Shechav Kani. He's talking about a din deraisa. That whether you say Zoch and you don't say Zoch. It's all din deraisa. So that answer is wrong. You have to scrap that answer. It's not correct. You can't say, you can't say we're only listing the Rabbanans, and you can't say we're only listing off things that only apply to Shtar, get Disha, and doesn't apply to Shtari Mammon. So, so how come it doesn't say? How come it doesn't say what was the one? Arkoyes is Arkoyes absurd deraisa. What are you going to say? Only listing off Dinim the Rabbam. So it doesn't work out. And for the Gemara, Ella, the second line from the top of Yudim, Ella, the real answer is when the Brisa lists off the Shlosha Drachm, Shoba Gita Nachm Shoch Rabbim. Aramea says, Babodvarim, it's only Milsa Disa be Kiddushim Loi Katoni. Whatever it shares in common with Kiddushim, we're not going to mention. So that's why Lishma is not mentioned, because Shtak Kiddushim also needs Lishma. Milsa Disa be Takiddushim Loi Katoni. Everything more, no, it's not going to be. It's still not the same. Sure. So Tosfos explains what does it mean. Sticky Gemara. So you have there's an issue here. The way the Torah is getting claims from the discussion on the Mishnah later about it doesn't say Ten Shtashich Rezel. Where was it again? Here, the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amaral. To know get Zeh Liyishti. Rashi cross out the word Zeh. Like I seen in Ten Get Zeh. To know get Liyishti. Shouldn't say Ten Get Zeh Liyishti. So he says, talking, there is a shtar there, and he says, I want you to be the shlich, deliver it to the Ebek Nine. So if he wants to pick it up and say Zochin, the Gemara is mashma that there is no problem of Tligitach Malgabi Karka by Yishtar Shichur. So that's the question. If there's no requirement for Nesina, all you need is Tvisas Balashtar, the Ebek holds up to it. So why is Mechuba puzzle? The Rashba said the whole Psula Mechuba is because it's a lack of an Asan, but if you say by get Shtashich Rebka, you don't need Nesina, so why should Mechuba be possible? Let's say like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi was difficult because we don't accept Rabbi Yosef Glili. So that's problematic. Okay, the next Mishnah we already did about the Kusi. We're not going to go into the big Taisu, that's the Sugya and Chulit. Taisu is really not our Sugya, it's Chulit. And, okay, so B'li Neder tomorrow will start from right before the Mishnah. Kol HaShtar Sarovim Rakos. On Yudam days, tomorrow is going to talk Gufa, here it is, about 7-8 lines from the top, in the middle of the line. Gufa Amar Ablozal, Yechshir Ba'alei Lechot Kusi Vival. We'll start from there. Then much of the next Gemara we also did about Rakos. We did a lot of the Rakos, okay. That's for tomorrow. Good. Good.
Thank you. Very good.